Welcome to Shocking Art Podcast, where the conversations are shocking. So sit back, relax, and grab some chips.
Are double standards a thing? Let's find out.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the SA Podcast. Today is a beautiful Monday, and it's almost fall. It's fall, baby. It's October. Well, you know what it is. You know what it be. You know what it do.
It is fall.
Yeah, technically it is fall. So I guess we're going to be talking about double standards, and let's just go around and just say who's here. Again, Big B on the mic.
I'm Abigail Becker.
Wes.
MJ.
Kevon.
Brian.
Wendy.
Alex.
And as you heard, we got some special guests. Abigail, Wendy, and Alex, all of our special guests today. So hey. Let's hop into it, baby.
So well, today's topic is about double standards of men and women. So definition is the definition of double standard is the principle which unfairly applies to different standards. It's unjust.
What are we doing?
Standards. I said look for the double standards and it's like doesn't make any sense. So you know the different ways of different groups are standards.
You know what? Let's just hop into the first one. Yes. This is the juiciest double standard of them all.
When we keep saying double are juicy, like juicy because we get to hear birth perspectives on the podcast. Yes.
So my favorite double standard. My favorite double standard of them all. So I'm in a relationship, right? Female, like, yo, you can't talk to no females. But female talk to all the dudes. Let's talk about it. What's up with that? Cause y'all excuses always, oh, well, I don't get along with females, but I get along with guys, so it's okay for me. Come on, y'all.
He hitting home.
I don't know. I hear both sides. So
why do you say that then?
What do you mean? I hear both sides as in like both men and women both say that. So it's like, I don't know. I don't have like much to say on this, I guess. I just hear both sides. Both sides saying
it. Shut the hell up.
Over here playing devil's advocate.
He's like, you know what? It's wrong, but it's also right.
No, I'm not saying it's right at all. That's not my stance. My stance is I hear it from both sides.
Because both sides are insecure, basically?
Yeah.
You mean like you hear from both sides, like girls only get along with guys and guys only get along with girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't no dude only get along with girls.
I mean.
What?
I hear it. I understand that side and shit like that because I used to only get along with girls when I was younger and shit. And I was just
I can see that.
It was chill because back then guys were just all like just territorial, bravado. And it's like, bro, this is stupid. Like, I'd rather just chill with people who are just chill about my presence and shit like that.
But what if you're in a relationship though? Does that like.
Right now? No. But before? Yes.
Yeah. I feel like. As you mature, you kind of get to know yourself and, like, what you can handle.
Yeah.
Like, especially in a relationship. Like, so, like, if it bothers you that much, you probably should say something and talk it out. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I used to date a chick. She didn't want to talk about that type of shit. She would just, like, blow up, go off the handle and shit if I would ever, like, talk to another girl. And then she'd be like, first of all, I have to do photos. Second of all, I'm just chilling and shit, and it's like, if I like you, you like me, that's what's up. But she took it to a whole level where it was like, oh, you probably fucking these girls that, you know, you're shooting with and shit like that. And it's just like, bro, I'm too old for that. But I also see, like, her point of view, too, because I used to be the same way. So it's kind of just like,
I feel like it's just, like, a maturity thing, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every person is at a different maturity level, and every person has, like, different views of how a relationship should be, especially with friendships of another sex.
Yeah.
Well, people always be saying that thing like, well, like, men and women can't be friends. You know what I mean?
It's just childish.
I don't know, because that's actually a really good point out. It's like 50-50.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Because a relationship always starts out as a friendship at first. So,
yeah.
If you think about it that way.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. I don't know about right now.
Yeah, nowadays.
Most just like, hey, listen, you cute, shorty. I thought I'd knock this over. But listen, they do be like, yo, you cute, let me talk to you. And then it's like, all right, cool. Go eat, you know, mess around, and then that's cool. And then boom, you're in a relationship. That's how a lot of shit used to go. Well, shit is going right now.
Yeah, no one wants to take it slow.
It's always a talking phase.
I think it just depends on the person entirely. Like, if you trust that person, like, and if you, like, when you first start talking or dating or whatever, like, there should be open communication on whether, like, what y'all want from both of it. You know? What you guys both want from it.
But do people nowadays really do that?
They don't.
They don't do that.
If you don't trust that person, why be with them, you know?
Well, it's not even the trust aspect. People just
be
trying to smash. For real. That's just what people do.
Yeah they be treating shit like an oil change. Like, oh shit, I'm gonna fuck with you this month, and then I'm gonna stop fucking with you again. It's just like,
I got my different flavor for every week, you know? Like,
that's why it's like, you know, toxic to just jump into some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a girl can ghost a guy, and a guy can ghost a girl. And then now two people mad. It's that type of deal.
I mean, like, so would that be, again, with, like, just... So that's, like, the double standard for, like, relationships. Is that if you're in a relationship and the girl is mostly like, hey, don't hang out with this girl because I know that I don't trust you.
Yeah, would you guys, as a girl, would you, like... I mean, would you guys accept that? Like, okay, so, like, say your boyfriend is like, oh, I don't like you talking to him, and he's, like, one of your best friends. Do you guys instantly just lose contact, or you phase that out, or how would that work?
I think it just has to be something you have to communicate with him, because, I mean, if you're friends with that person forever, then...
But, like this guy's, like, doesn't like him at all or something.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that dude. I don't like the way he's looking at you.
Because it does happen. Like,
yeah, it does happen.
I feel like sometimes a guy knows when another guy is, like, trying to get at his girl.
100%.
Same thing with girls. Like, every girl knows when another girl's trying to get with her guy.
Yeah.
So, like, when you guys see that in a female's perspective, mm-hmm. how do you guys handle that?
I don't know.
Do you guys just accept it and be like, okay, I won't talk to him? Or
no, I don't think so. I think that it would just depend on how much I really liked that person, you know? Because, I mean, if they're my friend, I've been friend forever, like, forever, then I'm not going to lose a friendship over someone I don't even know if they're permanent, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
What if your friend trying to mess with you, though?
Well, then that's a different story. That's a different story. If they don't have respect for your relationship, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, but how... Well, what if it's like, your boyfriend knows that, but you don't know that? That's what he's pretty much saying.
Because that's kind of like leaving the door open if you're still, like, messing with them.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I don't know. That's tough.
Cricket. That's tough. Yeah. You got me there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, my thing is, if I'm agreeing with her, if you have this friend that you've had for, like, years and years, and this new guy you've known for, like, a couple of months is like, I don't like him, I'm probably going to side with the friend that I've had for years over this guy that just came into my life and is starting to cut off my friends.
Yeah.
So it should be more like, I guess, read the room kind of thing?
If you take their feelings into account, you listen to their reasoning behind it, and, like, they've picked up on things, or they've heard things, or they've seen things, that's another thing. But, like, if he just comes in, I don't like this guy, you can't be friends anymore, that's not gonna fly, personally.
Because guys always get that excuse of, like, oh, he's like a brother to me. But that shit's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Like, I don't know. I always get suspicious. I don't know, maybe it's just, like, human nature to get suspicious. Especially when you're, like, you're wanting something with this other person.
Yeah. I guess, like, it comes to trust at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta trust your partner.
But you're about to just have trust on somebody like that quickly.
Like,
that's a thing, too.
Oh, like, you're talking about, like, beginning?
Because it's, like, I mean, like, for me, for instance, like, I have, like, really high walls, you know? And it takes, like, a lot to, like, finally get my walls to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not just about to trust you off the jump.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like... Because I'm gonna be honest, I fucking hate being hurt. Hate that shit. Like, I hate the feeling of being hurt.
Oh, I fucking love it.
So it's like,
I'm ready to get hurt again, baby. No!
Please.
So, like, I avoid any and every way of, like, getting hurt. Like, so, I mean, I don't know. I'm just not gonna trust somebody like that, for real, for real. And that's also, like, I don't know. Maybe that also makes you a controlling person, too. Because it's like, you jump into something, you're like, I know what this guy's trying to do. And it's like, even if you don't have a reason, it's just like, yo, like, stop talking to this dude. But it's like, it's also should be like a, in that instance, right? If you don't have a reasoning for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it has to be mutual at that point. Because, like, you're telling her to cut off her male friends, but you don't cut off your female friends.
Yeah.
You both have to do the same thing. Or
I feel like that's just like
standard.
Yeah. I feel like at a certain point, though, it all gets so toxic that it doesn't even work out.
Mm-mm.
You just stop cutting off friends.
Yeah. And then at the end of the day, you also, like, the trust isn't there, so your relationship isn't obviously going to have the legs to go the distance. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you lose your friendships, and you lose that said person.
But you also have to take into account that, like, whoever, like, you're with and shit like that, if you say, like, you don't trust them with that type of person and shit, they gotta at least respect that.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
But also depends, too, so, like, I'll give an example. So, like, you're getting with a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you see that her friends are bad influences.
Ooh, okay.
Like, so they're holding her back. Man. They're not allowing her to achieve what she needs to achieve. They're people who would rather, let's be fucking honest, just do drugs and shit instead of, like, actually doing something with their lives. At that point, you're telling her to cut off her friends. You're not cutting off your friends, but you're telling her to cut off her friends because of that reasoning.
Shit.
Is that fair?
Honestly, no.
Why is that not fair? Because
here's the thing.
I'm surrounding myself with people of the same stature as me, people that are motivated and want to succeed and be successful in life. And my partner is basically surrounding herself with people who don't want to succeed, who are honestly just bums, for real, for real.
Then you got to just be like, listen, shorty. Either, it's like this. Either you get with the right crowd and change your shit, or I'm outie. And that's it.
What that special?
That's a bar! But no, for real. Because it's like, at the end of the day, your partner's supposed to understand, like, where you're coming from and shit like that. And if they can't understand that, and it's like, okay, well, then you have to go for either them to understand that by themselves or for you to, you know, seek something better. Simple as that.
I mean, I guess that comes on equal terms, I guess.
Bro, there's so many double standards in relationships now that I think about it, bro.
It really is.
Like,
paying for dates!
So,
let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, like, paying for dates, right? Like, that's a big one. So, like, people...
telling me they can pay, too?
So, it's like, so you got the expectation that you're a female, I'm a male, I'm supposed to pay for every date. But then if I say we should go 50-50, so, like, you pay for this date, I pay for the next date, and we do, like, a thing, then you won't get mad at me over that. But then you expect me to pay for every single date. Is that fair?
Yeah. Is that fair?
Yeah. Hell no.
Hell no!
I run on a basis of whoever asks for the date pays for the date.
Exactly.
If it's your idea to go out, you choose the place you're going, that's your date, you're paying for that.
Mm.
But then what about when it gets to the point, though, where it's like, at this point, you just using the dates just to get free meals.
Oh, yeah.
Over here constantly asking for a date, and then I ask for another date, and you keep saying yes, so I keep paying.
You gotta cut her off.
But you keep agreeing to it and expecting me to pay.
Then stop asking.
You gotta cut yourself off.
She's like, dang, bro, she.
I feel like you just shut that down quickly. Because, like, I expect, like, like, it'd be cool if a girl asks for a date, and then, you know,
like,
they pay for it.
Like, female gonna ask you for a date, bro?
Listen, girls be like, shit, I wish I can go here and look at
Okay, would you like to go there with... Of course I would like to go there with you. Like, y'all ain't asking for no date. Let's be serious here.
Have you guys done that? Like, have you guys just...
been like,
I mean, yeah,
let's
in my
out.
Past relationships, I've always, like, offered to pay, too, because I just feel like if you take care of me, I should take care of you as well. I feel like it shouldn't be all on one person.
Some women out here are mischievous. They be like, listen, I don't need a free meal today, so we gonna call this dude.
Let me tell y'all my perspective with just my friends. So with my friends, like, it's kind of like a trust. Like, we just... I don't know. It's, like, up in the air. Sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I got this meal this time. Mm-hmm. And then the next time, like, even if I have offered to pay, some of my friends are like, no, I got it this time. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so if a girl hit you up and was like, listen, I want to go here, let's go. And she expects you to pay for this shit. You gonna go?
Because she didn't ask for it. She asked for it this time.
No, actually, she asked for it. You get there. And then, boom, you gotta pay for it. What you gonna do?
No, like...
with the checks.
Okay. Well, like, here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's more like a... let's plan on how are we going to pay for all of this in one go.
No, but, like, if she said, let's go here, and she was like, all right, boom, we here. Now what? You gonna still go through with it, or you gonna go?
Yo, for real, that happened to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my friends, you know... I guess we were going out on a date, but then she planned everything, and it made me pay for everything.
Oh, hell no.
And it's like, what do you do at that point? You ain't gonna walk away, right?
I would walk away.
You would walk away?
I mean, let's just, I mean, we never, like, went out again after that, because, like, literally, we went to Dave & Buster's, made me pay, went out to dinner, made me pay, went out for dessert, made me pay, and I'm just like, bruh, dang. If you're the one that planned all of this.
She scammed you.
And she asked to drive my car. Oh, you got scammed.
Man.
You were sipping hard, huh?
That's the thing. I didn't even like her like that.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. If I let a girl drive my cars, that's some real commitment right there.
Man.
Listen, bro. I remember one time I drove to Lawrence.
Oh, dude.
Oh, in my old hoopty and shit. Ooh. And me and this girl, we was talking about going to get like some noodles and shit and then shopping or whatever shit. And I was like, cool. Pull up all the way to Lawrence and we went to get noodles. I was like, all right, I'll pay for it, whatever. Boom. We go somewhere else, like just little sodas and shit. We get to the cash thing. She didn't say, you know, yo, I got it. She was just like, yo, what's up? And I was like,
I feel like the worst thing is like whenever you're like up at the register and you think you're gonna be paying for your stuff, but she comes up behind you and she just puts your stuff on the counter.
No. And then it's worse. It's worse when the waiter come over real quick. So this gonna be one check or seven check? And she just looks at you like,
Do you guys give the look? I'm like,
is that like?
Be honest.
Do you guys
honest.
Like it? You guys? Do you guys like doing that or what?
Giving the look?
The look,
like the puppy dog eyes.
I have given the look, but it was only on a first date. I will only give that look on a first date, and here is why. Because on a first date, you know, you're getting all nice. You've paid for your makeup. You've paid for your outfit. You've paid to have your hair done. Hmm. You've paid for all of these things. The least that the guy can do is pay for the meal that you agreed to that first time. Unless it was your idea and you asked him. That's the only time that I'm like, exception, I will pay for that one.
I mean, I always pay for the first date, but okay, it's like after that first date, we're going on date two, we're going on date three, we're going on date four, like, at a certain point, like, you gotta chip in and start paying,
for me, it's always, like, the third date. After the third date, it's, like, when we start, like, okay, you wanna go here? That's fine. Like, do you wanna meet up there, or do you want me to, like, pick you up? Because that's also a thing, too, like, sometimes they always want you to pick them up.
Okay, so I get car sick, so I will always pick the person up.
Dang.
Plus, I like showing off my car. So.
Like, have you ever been in a whip with a girl and she's driving? You just like,
I straight up tell people up front, like, you can't drive. Dang. I have to drive. But I like showing off my car too, so it just works out.
You got a point there. First day, who's driving?
First day, who's driving? What's the expectation?
The guy has to drive.
I'm always driving.
What if it's
that's
like,
the thing too? Like, okay, so you say you pay for your nails and all stuff. I pay for like the car wash, dude. I gotta make sure.
Washing their car for a first date.
Me,
listen.
What?
I wash my.
I take it to the car wash. It goes through. I hand dry it. I'm vacuuming that bug out. You gonna step in my car? It's gonna smell like some game Febreze. And you're gonna be like, God damn, this man.
It's that black ice for me.
Listen, guys.
Also, we also could get a new outfit too.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, she just said that she gets in cars for guys who don't wash their cars.
I don't ride along on first dates.
That's smart.
Yeah, I drive
That's
separate.
Actually smart. Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age, that's smart. Yeah. If it's someone you don't know, though.
Yeah, I will meet them there.
Yeah.
Just so I have a getaway.
That's smart.
That is smart.
Nah, some girls, they be like, listen, we going where? All right, pick me up. It's like,
you ain't gonna win!
Not until that third day you find out she don't have a whip.
I know, it's just like, dang, I gotta pick you up again.
She lived like 30 minutes out.
That's when you stop asking. You're just like,
Like, I'm paying for the gas there, to the restaurant, back to your place, and all the way back to, man.
Unless she's giving gas money, though.
That's weird.
Okay, that's some real inward stuff right there. Like, I'm not making no gas money.
Listen, because I've been in situations where a girl will be like, listen, I'll give you gas money if you drive. And I'm
not making no female pay for gas money.
Why not? She's offering.
I'm not giving her gas money. I'm not going to make her give me gas money.
Listen, you're driving there. The least she can do is give you gas
money. She can just pay for the meal. I'm not gonna make her make you gas money.
Listen, some girls do that. They're like, listen, I'll give you some gas money. Boom. You just got 20 extra bucks.
I've been pretty lucky in the past.
And like, then you can put
that on top. I've only gotten the gas money when I was in the relationship, I guess. But not like...
brand new.
Yeah, like, wow. Yo, first day. Hey, yo, let me give you some gas money real quick.
So, wait, do you guys expect to be spoiled?
Is that every female expects to be spoiled. Don't lie. Yeah, you can lie. Don't lie.
No,
do you guys expect to be, like, spoiled? Like, I know it's, like... I feel like you have to, if you love somebody or, like, really express interest for that person, you have to at least, not shower them in gifts, but, like, make them feel valuable. Oh, whether that days. Be with
I mean,
dates
some people
or, like,
aren't not like them spoiled and valued. Because you're making spoiled sound like it's material. With,
yeah,
it's
materialistic.
Well, yeah, I mean spoiled, like, in all aspects. Like, either gifts or just, like, with affection or, like, time, because...
So, like, what type of spoiled people are you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of spoiled
what would you like?
Personally?
Time and affection.
Yeah.
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 Your actions speak louder than the things you can give me. Materialistically.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, unless it's, like, a year into a relationship and there's, like, jewelry involved because that has a special meaning. Really just time and affection is what... most girls want, I think.
I'm not gonna.
No.
I stop with that.
No. I'm gonna keep it real with you, Chief. It ain't like that.
Yeah, that's like years.
I mean,
ago.
The last relationship I was in, that's pretty much all she asked for.
Jewelry,
time.
Yeah, jewelry. No, she just asked for time and affection.
Well, it's kind of like, what else are you gonna do right now?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's the beginning stage.
You gotta, be creative as hell now.
Yeah,
especially because right
like
now.
Before, like literally, like. Yeah, before, like, in 2019 and shit, it was always about, like, oh, shit, we gotta go here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we gotta go there. And it's just like,
there's always something going on, and now you gotta get creative with that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Now you have to go walk and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, just go chill.
Which is tight, but still.
Yeah. Like, go off to, like, a rock or an overlook place.
That's a nice boulder. I'm gonna go there.
I'm gonna look at that fucking rock. This is tight.
Yeah. This is our rock. Yeah. 10 years from now, we're going to come back and bend this rock. We're going to sit here and think about the first time we came to the rock.
Is somebody peeing behind it?
I guess, like, when it comes to, like, double standards for, like, guys, when we cry. We told that not to cry, but it's okay for females to cry. So,
dude, I cry all the time.
And females tell us that it's okay to cry, but at the same time, they're like, what, you crying, bitch?
Bro, it's like that. It's like that. That Drake music video where he cried.
Yeah.
Walk in, fuck you doing, dog?
Yeah. And it's like,
yeah, he's like, you got something? No, I ain't gotten something. What the?
Do you hate when guys cry, or do you just use that as an excuse to be like, oh, I love when guys cry, but like low key, like
you start crying, you're like, this man a pussy.
This is a pussy. I'm like, this man.
Why does he have emotions?
Emotions? What?
Wendy, we haven't heard from you.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's bad or anything. I mean, if they cry, they cry. I mean, I'm not a person to, like, go up to them and be like, hey, like, don't cry, don't this. But, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, though, because a lot of people do say, in men and women, to be like, oh, he's crying. Like, no, like, we can't see that. Like, that's not... We don't see that everywhere.
Like, your man's bawling his eyes out, and you're just like...
Yeah, like, me personally, I'm not good with, like...
Emotions.
Like, I can't go up to someone and be like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm sorry you're in the, like, in this state, but, like...
Yeah.
I can't do that.
So, would you laugh at him?
No, just like, stay there.
Listen, some people, they can't
I can't even do that to my friends. Like,
I just stare. Okay. No, are you done? You done now? Want to go?
Because I didn't grow up like that. I wasn't raised where emotions were a thing. So, I can't speak for everybody else, but that's for me.
So, what if your boyfriend was crying, what would you...
At first, I'd be a little concerned, because like I said, like you've said, most men have been told crying's not manly, so don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, I'd be like, oh shit, something's actually wrong. And then just kind of, I guess, try to find out what's wrong and how to fix it. Personally, I'm a very big supporter of emotions in all people, because that's what makes us human and it helps us connect as people. But yeah, I would first be like, oh shit, okay, what's my plan of action here?
Yeah. Really? I'm being real with y'all.
All right.
I ain't told nobody this yet.
So,
I cried for my girlfriend in front of her. This shit was like crazy.
Right. I know you too.
Because listen, I don't cry for like shit and things like that. Like funerals, I'll be like, nah, it's cool. Because funerals are awkward and shit. Or like, you know, I cry for anime actually because that shit hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like during my staycation or whatever and shit, I cried.
I cried during the Fast and Furious, you know, at the end with Paul Walker.
Oh, dude,
falling out, man.
I cried.
You seen the
Han
first
died.
Season of This Is Us?
She, I have not seen that, but I literally sat here on the couch.
Yes,
and she's just looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
She didn't cry to
you? She just looked at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, Paul Walker died.
Listen.
I couldn't deal.
Listen, I'm going to be straight. Ain't nothing better than being cradled while you cry. Because that shit was like, dang.
She looked at me at first and was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, Paul Walker died. And then she wants to hold me after that. And I was like, just turn the fucking song off. That's what the problem is. That fucking Wiz Khalifa song, bro, it kills
just
me.
Just part ways.
Yeah, I feel that.
Killed me every time.
Did you see that like last image of him and you know it's not him, it's his brother? I'm like,
fucking CGI, bro.
You're like, it's not even real.
It hurts. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's bad.
I feel like guys cry about like.
I cry about my
kind of dumb shit in this thing. Because think about it, Fast and Furious. I cried at a regular show. Like, at the end of a regular show, ball my.
Oh, don't tell me, dude. I'm still watching.
Oh, dude.
I'm not gonna. You post on your Snapchat, you was like, I really just cried? Cry over a cartoon.
Listen, bro.
Bro, it's not bad to cry though. It's fine. Like, yeah. But for real, I only cry like whenever I bottle all my emotions and I let them all out at the same time. You know, like I'll be really pissed off or something like that, and I just start bawling while I'm pissed off and like trying to get my point across. I don't know. It's the only time I cry.
You be ugly crying.
Bro, I was just uncontrollable. I just
cold shower crying. That's the spot.
Oh my God.
I'm being dead serious.
Great songs on it.
Yeah, with your song on, like Bluetooth. You got the Bluetooth speaker in the shower. Cold shower.
Oh my gosh, you're the bad person.
Yes, dude. I have to set the mood for my crying. I can't just be fucking crying like at a party.
Like dimming shit in the shower, one hand up, just water.
That's exactly how I am. I'm so dramatic with my shit.
Sometimes
because
you
I only do it like
air.
every once in a while. You just gotta let your emotions out. That's me. I like to set the mood.
That's one of them really like long day cries too. You're just like, fuck. You're like spiraling down, just saying.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, I'm not like typical white girl too. Like, whenever I get really sad and shit, I'm like, can I go get ice cream? But I just be sitting on the couch, just eating that shit, crying, bro. Life's so terrible.
So, are you guys okay with guys crying in front of you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, cool.
If they're cool, open your
mouth.
No, don't cry.
Well, moving on. Next topic.
Okay. Alright, so there's another one. So, the one where one person in a relationship spends a lot of money, but then tells the other person they can't spend money.
Yes. That's stupid as fuck.
I mean, in a sense,
it kind of makes sense.
So you're saying men make all the money.
Alright, I'll give you an example. Not even the man. Let's say it's the other way around, right?
Women.
So the woman's spending all her money on makeup and shit like that, right? But you want to go buy a PS5 and she says no.
That's what you mean.
Yeah. but she constantly online Amazon getting the packages sent, Sephora, Ulta, getting all that shit sent to the house, but you just want to go buy a $60 video game.
Ooh.
But she says no, but you just bought 5 pairs of lashes for like $80.
You do it in
secret. Are you guys sharing the money? Like, are you guys like,
no, you got your own money, but
okay,
it don't
so
matter.
You make your own money, then that's your
but
money.
But she's still controlling
spend.
You. She's telling you you can't spend the money on
then
that.
She gotta go.
This is not a personal experience.
That's not the girl.
I think we're in a new age where like, you know, you got your own money, you do what you want.
Yeah.
And
that's not
honestly what
that's not realistic.
But the quote is
but
being responsible is like
yeah,
what you like to say.
It's yeah, he's talking about being responsible. Cause I used to date a girl, she would like spend her money on weed. And it'd be like, dang.
Like, you don't even have a car yet, damn.
No, she had a car, but I'd be like, bro, listen, I don't think you should spend so much money on weed. She's like, nah, fuck that. And I was like, fuck, okay, well, I tried.
But this takes us back to the dates, right? Yeah. So, like, at this point, so, like, she spent all her money and then y'all going on dates, but you gotta pay because she forever spent her money on makeup. But she expects you to pay for it.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, well, now you're at a loss because I'm not doing this. If it gets to that point, then it's just like, you gotta cut that shit off. Because, yeah, like, for real, you're gonna spend all your money on all this shit and then you want me to pay for this, but I can't buy this with my money.
Right.
Just buy it. Honestly, buy it. If she leaves, she leaves.
Yeah. If she gets mad at you, fuck her. And if she destroys your shit, then it's like, okay, now you can sue her and get two of them.
There you go. I just want to point out this is not a personal experience because I buy whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
To be honest.
We kings around here.
we're just giving examples. That's all.
Okay, I guess for like men who cheat are assholes, but women who cheat are treated as men. You know, they did it. They deserve it. You know?
Will Smith!
Hey, that's like, okay, you brought it up because that's really good. Okay, so with the, who was it? Offset and Cardi?
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Okay, so Offset, you know, cheated. And, like, everybody, like, all the girls were like, oh, he's trash. But noted, he has done it multiple times.
Yeah.
And then with the whole Jada and Will situation, it's like, oh, she was going through a rough time.
It was just, what was it?
Entanglement.
It was an entanglement.
Like, I don't know.
Someone said that if Cardi had that WAP, why'd he leave?
She don't cook and clean, though. Yeah,
but, like, I guess, do you guys feel that way? Or in that perspective? Like, say if you cheated, you know, your homegirls are, like, gonna come to you and be like, oh, it's okay, he deserved it.
Like, you know what, that other guy was cuter anyway.
Yeah, because us guys will hold each other accountable, like, most of the time.
I don't know, bro. If I see my brother cheating, I ain't saying shit.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying shit.
Listen,
I ain't saying shit. What are you talking
about?
Listen.
We got a personal experience here. No one said anything.
That's my brother.
Hey, listen. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
No one said anything.
Hey, listen. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I said this. I was like, listen. I was like, you know you fucked up, right? And then he's like, you know what? It's cool. And I'm like, you know what? That's on you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I don't support it, but I'm also gonna tell you that, you know.
I'm gonna tell him like, yo, you kind of fucked up. But
that's what I'm saying.
No one said this.
Women on the other hand be like, listen, girl, he was cuter anyway, and that's just it. It's just like, dang, you really gonna be like that? But for us, we'll be like, you know what, bro, you fucked up.
Yeah. But that would be that as well. Yeah. Like, we leave it at that.
Because it's like, if you continue to do it, then we know it's just gonna like go downhill from that.
Yeah.
But for women, it's like, they continue to do it, and it's just like, it's okay.
What? You said what?
Continue to cheat.
But, like, the thing is, like, I'm not saying the women here or anything like that, but, like, the women in general, like, that people stereotype is that if a woman cheats, then, like, everyone's like, yeah, you deserved it kind of thing. But do you guys
Or it's like it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
But then that goes on the other double standard of if a dude's a hoe, it's fine, but if the female's a hoe, it's not okay.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still the same talk that we're going to talk about too. Is if a girl, you know, hoes around, but if a guy, she's a hoe. But if a guy does it, yeah.
He's the man.
Get those bodies up, bro. We're like, what kind of treatment is that? Do you guys feel like that it would be respectful as well?
What?
Okay, so here's what he's asking. Body count for men.
Right.
High. Mm-hmm. Does that matter?
No.
Body count for women, high. Does that matter?
Men, they're like, hell no. What?
I think...
You got all these penises that's not okay.
No, because here's the thing. It's the girl on Twitter. I'm not going to say names and shit. But she was in a situation where it was like, her body count's like, up there. And she already told everybody and shit. It's in 3 digits. And she was like, she was fucking with this dude that she really liked. And he was like, no, I can't fuck with you because your body count, like, extra.
Is that fucked up? High amount.
Yeah, but, like,
everybody has, like, a limit.
But if you really like her, though, you know what I'm saying?
How you gonna like her, bro? You ain't gonna be able to pleasure her at that point. She ain't triple digits.
All right, so...
She done experienced everything under the moon, dog.
Okay, so here's the thing. What if you in the triple digits... And you was trying to fuck with this girl, and she was like, you know what?
You think if I was triple digits, I'd actually be trying to get in a relationship at any point in my life? Let's be serious here.
Yeah, the intentions on, like, what you want
to do. Listen, everybody has their burnout, though.
Yeah. If I'm at triple digits, I'm just going forever at this point. I'm trying to hit 4 digits. No.
What?
If I was in triple digits,
I'm trying to hit 4 digits now.
So
listen, when I get into the like,
I mean, like
logic.
When it gets to the 50s, I'm just like, you know what? I'm in the dark, just like, yo, I can't do this no more.
You're in the shower.
Like, I'm listening to Coding Crazy by Future. I'm just crying and shit. Because, no, like, that's a limit. 50?
Okay, porn stars.
And you want,
huh? What about porn stars?
Oh, okay. Would you date a porn star?
No. Hell yeah. I date a porn star?
No.
I date Mia Khalifa?
Hell yeah.
No.
All day, every day?
Nope.
Alexis,
Texas,
even if her body counts up there.
Alexis, Texas only likes white people. Sorry, buddy. She don't like anybody with color.
I can change.
So I
you see Michael Jackson.
I drive a Jeep. I know what I'm doing.
Anyways, what about porn star?
Would you date a porn star?
If she only got the business.
What if she didn't want to?
Hell no. She got the business. Yeah.
But she really fucks with you.
Right, and then at this point, she's like, you're trying to tell her to quit her job, and she's like, well, you need to get a better job, too. Oh, my
yeah.
God, double standards.
Yeah, see?
Hey, I'm okay with being a trophy husband, even if she's a porn star.
What?
They make good money.
They do. They make bank.
They do.
I don't know, bro.
I'd rather be a stripper at that point. You're saying anybody putting a dick in her?
Oh, you're right.
Those backrooms.
Okay, if she's still doing porn, I don't think I would.
That's what I'm saying.
If she wasn't doing porn,
like how are you going to get enjoyment out of even doing it with her?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, she's out here smashing mandingos and shit.
But listen, you just said you wouldn't date a woman in like the triple digits.
What do you mean?
Because it's her body count's high.
Nah, she's a new porn star. She's only like 10.
What if she's what if she's not a porn star though?
If she triple digits, I'm not dating her.
But you said you would date a porn star.
But she's not. She's only a new porn
star. It's for her job. That's the thing. Her job is
for me personally. It depends on the number. Okay.
What's the number,
bro? If you if you're like anywhere above like 10, like, I'm good.
10?
I'm
10?
Good.
10? And you would date a porn star?
You better hope she didn't go to college.
See? I don't do college girls. Not touching them. With 10-foot pole.
Dang.
At least not in a relationship.
Did I hear you right? 10?
Huh?
10?
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty low.
At least I... And look, if she's less than 10,
above that.
Bro,
I'm not even above that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
you can't,
I'm not.
Are you above
10? I'm looking for what?
Are you above
10? No, 10?
I'm not either.
I'm like, almost at 10, but I'm not at 10 because you know I'm all about my quality, not quantity. You gotta have some fire ass pussy. I'm not about to just smash any and everyone. Now I did do a college girl once. That was an experience. Never again.
Never again.
That's it.
Touche.
Quality, not quantity, dog. Same thing they say about working out.
I guess.
You don't work out.
What?
You don't work
Shut
out.
Shut the fuck up! You said this in the last podcast. You don't work
out.
Shut up. What?
Yeah.
I used to. No, no more.
So, should women simp over guys?
Yeah.
Didn't we have a whole episode about this already?
Yeah.
But we're not having the women's perspective, though.
Exactly.
Every female's always simped over me, except for like one. Okay.
Are you guys simp?
Because that's just the type of person I am.
I mean, if I'm in a relationship and I'm about him, I'd hope that we're simping for each other.
Okay, so like, new relationship, would you simp?
Yeah, I am.
New relationship? I mean, if you want him to know that you're interested, you gotta be there.
Yeah.
You gotta show them that you're interested.
I feel like there's a point where it's not even simping, it's just showing like interest.
Well, yeah, but that's the simping is obviously like them not paying attention to you, but like you still don't care.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm out.
Like, gaunt like you or anything? Like, would you still keep going?
No. How long would it take?
Well, you don't know that though.
Like, you
like,
just have to. If they don't match your energy, I just feel like, you know, why put in effort if they're not gonna put in effort?
Mm-hmm. You got a point there.
I need crackhead energy. I'd be up all the time.
I mean, I guess.
Ryan just, like, just spam her with me. He's just like, fuck.
Wake up! No, like, I freaking, like, especially, like, when you're younger, you're not thinking about that, but, like, have you matured since then to, like, feel like
I have?
I definitely have. When I was younger, like, in high school and shit, I used to simp hard.
Here, I'm gonna bring you flowers. I'm gonna be your teddy bear.
Let's say you already know my simp stories from when I was younger. We get on those.
Simp!
We get on those.
For body shaming. Or not body shaming, but like body standards.
Oh, like working out and shit like that? Like
kinda.
You make her work out, but you don't work out?
Well, like say if she's like thick.
oh, this is good.
But
this is good.
For a guy who's bigger,
this is they great. Can't,
it's
out of I like this, Tommy. Yeah. All right, Joe. So I was listening to a podcast just recently, right? Mm-hmm. And it was about, we're about to just dig into this real quick. So it was about the value of a man, what the man brings to the table, okay? So in this podcast, they was talking about how, so, you know, I'm 5'11", I'm 175, you know, I'm looking decent, right? I get with the girl, she 5'7", she like 130 pounds, whatever, she looking fire, right? Mm-hmm. We in a relationship, we had a year now. Mm-hmm. She blows up. She used to be 130, now she 170 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. Is it wrong of me to want her to look like she did when we were first together? Because that's what I fell in love with. But I'm not gonna work
but
out.
Did you fall in love with her looks?
No, no, no. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. See, that's what I said. This is about to get juicy. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. There's two parts of the relationship. Feelings is one thing, and being emotionally fucking like, I want to put my dick in you is another feeling. You should always want to have that feeling with the woman. There is no reason at some point in your relationship you should look at her and be like, I don't want to put my dick in you anymore. So at this point, I still look at her. But you think, we get juicy. I told you it was going to get juicy. Right. So now you're in a relationship. I look the exact same. Mm-hmm. So like the value as a man, like my value is still up. Your value as a woman now is now going down because now sexually you don't look as good as you did before.
But your value as a woman, so that makes you less of a person because you put on weight.
No, go ahead, give it to her. Because now I don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to have sex with you now because I'm actually attracted to you.
Communicate. That, I guess.
But so, okay, so you've communicated. So you've but you've communicated this now, right?
Okay, but you should be like, okay, hey, let's go to the gym together. Let's, you know, not just
why do
set
I
it right,
to,
you need
to
go to the gym.
Why do
fat,
I have to
get out of the life. Because if you love that person, then you're going
to
do whatever.
Why
you,
do
if
I
you
have
want
to
her to be, if you want her to be slim like she was, the girl you fell in love with, then you should encourage her to get back to that.
But why do I have to go to the gym? I haven't changed. She did.
She should leave your ass then. Honestly.
Yeah, this got juicy real quick.
Somebody, that's the point of the
somebody opened up
to
like a bag of
it's supposed to get juicy.
What I guess is like for most most guys take girls that are skinny, thick, fat, whatever. But when it comes to guy standards, you either have to be shredded or have a dad bod. There's like no in between. Or sometimes they'll be like, oh, you're too fat for me.
I don't know, because I've seen some skinny girls and be like, listen, thick man, that's on me.
Well, yes,
and
sometimes.
I'll be like, dang, man. Like, I've had that happen to me before and shit. So it's just like, fuck. Like, for guys, it's kind of hard to really, like, level up and shit. You know what I'm saying? For women, it's easier to level up because you guys just, I don't know, hormonally you guys can level up. And you guys got makeup, clothes, all that shit.
So we don't even have clothes.
Yeah.
Like, the guy section is like so small.
Listen, especially when you're 21 or 21. There's no guy. Like, the guy section there is like 5% of the store.
Yeah, bro, Forever 21 has jeans with leather and zippers on it. And I'm just like, I don't want that. For women, you guys can be like, oh, this is cute. Boom. Or you can wear even guy shit. Like, all right. Bro.
And their clothes are cheaper.
And you guys' clothes are cheaper.
Facts. No.
Yeah.
No.
I've seen it.
Your clothes are definitely cheaper.
What?
Definitely cheaper.
No. And then I've shopped for females. The one thing that's more expensive for females is makeup.
Yeah.
Y'all
like
clothes
a
are cheap
t-shirt
as fuck.
Or clothes
yeah.
Is like really
you
cheap.
Guys, and you guys have a surplus.
What's like the most expensive thing you bought that's like clothes wise?
Yeah.
That's not a dress.
Yeah.
That's not a dress.
That's
not
a
dress.
That's not a dress.
Jeans can go over $100 if you want a good pair that's not going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of jeans are you buying that's falling apart?
Jeans that
are like
$20
$70 to like $100 and
yeah.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never paid that much for jeans.
Well, I mean,
like ever.
I mean,
they make your guys' clothes to last. They don't make women's clothes to last, so that we
have
to buy
okay,
more.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The one thing I do agree with is like the pocket situation.
Yeah, that shit's trash.
That's trash.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You guys' pockets are small.
Yeah,
it's
so bad. I accidentally wore a pair of woman pants.
They
fit,
like,
yeah, bro. They fit. So I have like the problem where like
they
it doesn't
all the right areas.
My phone is right there in the pocket.
And I accidentally wore a pair of woman pants. And I didn't know they were until like I put my hand in my pocket. And I was like, what the fuck? Why?
He thought
so,
it was just skinny jeans. Like,
I accidentally cross-dressed.
Hard.
Okay. Just...
Nah, listen, cool. Ain't nothing wrong with
hey,
that.
Yeah,
you
nothing's
good,
wrong
though?
With that.
It
yeah.
Looked fire. I wish
good,
I could still wear it.
It's
okay. I wore female skinny jeans back then. Okay.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. When jerking was a thing, listen.
Oh, yeah. New boy shit.
Oh, shit.
This man still wears skinny jeans.
I buy the skinniest pants I can find. Shit.
It's hard though, cause like it's I don't want my fucking wallet to look just like go my
to the
bulge.
Just go to the store with me. I'll show you where to get this stuff.
You said Aeropostale.
You see me every single time I get jeans, bro.
Sometimes I can't do it no more.
It's skinny jeans?
Yeah,
they're so comfy.
They're not comfortable for me no more. I'm in sweats mode now. I'll turn into that
joggers and
sweats.
Like
khakis. Yeah.
Just turn it out there.
Oh my gosh. I like my super skinnies.
Alright, we went
from Aero to H&M.
Listen, men's shoes are expensive as fuck.
Men's shoes?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bro? Okay. I buy the exact same pair of Vans every single time because they look good with everything.
Okay, Alright. Let me change the subject. Alright, so not just men's shoes. Men's, like, luxury shoes. So say, like, high heels or a thing, and then say, like, sneakers.
You mean, like, my Yeezys?
Yeah. Expensive as fuck.
I mean, those are kind of the same price level as, like, a pair of Louis Vuitton heels.
Yeah, but you guys can get them, like, in surplus. We can't.
Yeah, they're...
I can't get those in surplus.
Well, like, okay, you guys... Okay, you guys... Okay, you guys' shoes are always in stock, but, like, mostly more in stock than men's shoes are.
Where are you shopping for your shoes?
For, like, designer shoes for men and shit, like Yeezys and things like that, you have to buy them resale for, like, $300-$400.
Yep. I bought 3 pairs. It hurt.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
For women, like, sometimes men have to go into the women's section for the shoes and then buy them shits because they're that cheap. Like, resale value for, like, you guys' Jordans and shit are, like, $200-$300. Ours is, like... $400 to $700.
Yeah, especially like even like NMDs, right? It's like NMDs for dudes. NMDs for dudes are like $170. For females are like $110, $130.
Mm-hmm.
And like, same exact shoe.
And you can buy some Louis V's for like, you know, $1,500. Cool. You know, some people can spend that. Or you can even find them for like $500 and shit. For some off-white Jordans, they're $2,500. Just for some shoes and shit. You guys got it easy on that part.
I'm sticking to the $50 Vans.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with $50 Hey Dudes and call it good.
Yeah, I'm good. I guess one other thing before we like kick quits. When it comes to men and women lifting, and men do all the lifting, but women also want to do all the lifting as well. Is that
lifting as men?
Oh, you should even get any further in this. Doing the house chores, doing the cooking, doing the cleaning. Oh, we should get in on that one real quick.
My thing is, I'll do whatever you want me to do, except for dishes. I ain't touching half fucking dishes.
Hold on, stop.
It depends on.
Wanna go check on your dog?
This is probably someone passing by. All right.
Fuck. Probably somebody out smoking.
Stop.
Just close the door. Comes back. I don't know. I feel like for clothing, yeah, I think girls have way more options.
Yeah,
like,
definitely way more options.
We just got t-shirts, sweaters.
That's true.
They can go to the guy sections if they run out of girls' clothes and go to the guy's clothes.
Yeah. Plus, like, with height and shit, too, because I'm 5'7", and it's just, like, it's a struggle for us out here sometimes.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of less of a thing because, you know, height doesn't matter anymore and shit. But
I feel
like
before, it does, though. Still.
Yeah, to an extent, yeah, because some women still don't date men who are under 6 feet.
Oh, this sounds like another topic.
And they'll be, like, 5'3", or some shit.
What are your guys' standards?
Yeah. Like, would you date somebody who's, like, 5'2"?
That's how tall I am.
Shorter than you.
Would you date somebody that's
shorter
height?
Than you? That's a good one.
He could be everything you need.
Yeah.
But he's just 5'1".
Is that his only problem?
Yeah.
He's just shorter.
Sure,
shorter
than
you.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, do shorter than
if
you?
That's his only like problem, air quotes. Yeah, I'll date him. If he's short and has little dog syndrome, that's another whole other thing.
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez.
Did you guys date a shorter guy?
If a guy was 5'2", would you date him?
I think it just depends on the person,
yeah.
I want to... Okay, get honestly. Out of here. Honestly,
get out of here.
Honestly, I don't think I would.
Get
but,
out of here.
Nah. He's like, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. Here's some flowers and shit. You just like...
Oh, this dude's looking like Lord Farquaad.
He got to stand on his tippy toes to kiss you.
I probably wouldn't.
Haircut?
See?
I probably
yes,
wouldn't.
Exactly.
Then no.
Hey, that's coming back now. The mullet. That shit's coming back.
It's trash.
It is trash, but it's coming back.
Nah, man.
Mm-mm.
It needs to stay down.
I like that Lord Farquaad.
No.
I might do that.
Ooh, nice bowl cut.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, I don't mind if I dated like a tall girl. She's tall.
You're just going to bar for
I dated a tall girl.
I'll date
Amazon.
A tall girl.
That shit was fun.
Sure.
Yeah, bro.
Her name was Diamond. She was my first black girl, too. I
oh
love her. I still talk to her to this day. She's great.
Tall women are tight. Like,
they are.
Like,
they can, like, dunk on me
probably
and stuff.
Do it for a second with their calm down.
Brian, I'm not
like,
dating.
Come here, baby, give
I'm
me
not
a kiss.
Dating. No girl talking to me.
Why not?
I ain't looking up her. I ain't looking up to her to kiss her.
You don't want
to
Amazon?
The fuck?
You don't want your own Wonder Woman?
Oh, that's. Yeah, that's the best.
Listen, bro.
They're the best to cuddle with.
Yeah,
hands down.
Listen.
They can pick you up, too.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about all that, bro. I'm good. You good?
Dang.
They can see
good.
Shit you can't even see. It's like, wow.
Yeah, can you reach the...
It's kind of like a power set. Like
they
a
just
power
tell you
set.
About
yeah, you can
it.
Be like, yeah, my
bro.
Girlfriend's tall, you know?
Yeah, my girlfriend's tall as
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, bro.
She's tall and tall.
She'll beat
girlfriend.
Your ass.
It was this guy I used to work with. His fiance is taller than him. And I was like, dang, bro. She was like 6-something. And he's like 5'6". And I was
nope.
like, wow.
Nope.
Why?
Why not? Not doing it.
I like, you picking his
bro,
ass
I want,
up.
Do you want babies? Hell yeah, I'm dating a tall
man. Yeah, you can have an NBA player right there.
Yeah. I'm good. I hope like, they take on her jeans, bro. Because I need her jeans.
You gotta get a running start to get a kiss.
Mario jump on her.
Can you imagine having to look up at her and be like, hey, babe? Like, look at like, hell no, I'm not,
wrong
up.
With that.
I'm not looking up for that shit. You know, like, whenever a girl, like, she, like, hops up on you and, like, she wraps her legs around you and you kiss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be the one hopping up on her. You're wrapping your legs around her to kiss,
yes.
like.
That goes back to double standards.
Wait, let's go back to another thing. Whenever you're hugging, right? So, like, normally when a girl's sort of thing, you have the hands up high, right? Like,
listen,
she's going to have the hands up high. You're going to be down low. Like,
listen, being short is the best decision. For those types of things.
Anyway, so you're gonna be 80%. You're gonna be 80% Little Spoon now at this point.
Okay.
I'm so fine with that.
Yeah,
we're
Little
Spoon.
Listen,
no, Little Spoon
is
top
tier.
Man, Little Spoon
yeah.
is great. 50-50.
Nah.
Ain't about to be Little Spoon 80% of the time.
Nah,
I'm good with that. 80.
Yeah, I'm
that's
cool with
a nice
80.
Yeah,
I like to be spooned.
Listen, when that opportunity arises, you take that shit.
I like those percentages. I'll take that 80.
Oh, I'm telling you, bro. Being caressed, it's amazing.
Exactly.
Especially because I'm bald head too.
Bro,
like, get up in there, baby.
You'll never have your arm fall asleep again.
Exactly.
Mm.
Think about
ever.
It. Wrong.
Exactly.
Get yourself an Amazon. That's all you gotta do.
If there's any Amazons out there, just hit us up.
Yeah.
Don't hit me up.
Listen, bro, if you don't feel like getting the cereal, you know, she can just go up there and
yeah.
grab that shit for you.
Here you are, baby.
She ain't gonna have a stand.
Oh, you mean when I'm playing video games? She's like, can you come in the kitchen and get this seasoning real quick? And you gotta stop playing the game.
Exactly.
She can do it herself.
Yeah, she can do it
exactly.
herself.
Oh, man.
Saves time.
No.
Well, I don't know. If you have anything else, Kevon, Dad? Anyone else?
What? You talking about the
yeah,
worst?
Yeah, yeah.
You talking about the
yeah.
woman? She gonna open a pickle jar by herself? Not even gonna need your help?
Yeah. You
gonna have the one-day-old soda and she gonna open it herself? She ain't gonna need your help?
Bro, hell yeah. That's more time for me to... Do whatever I need to do.
It goes back to double standards. Like, why can't, you know, females be strong?
You ain't got to false game.
Okay, that's one thing, though. I don't know if I could date, like, a...
Could you, why couldn't you date
okay.
a shredded woman?
I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You mean when her boobs become... A
no,
man
not
chest.
That.
No,
not
it's
that.
It's not even that. It's just, like, I'm afraid to get my ass beat at that point. Like, Hope Solo.
I mean,
she's gonna hit you in a leg lock.
I told you. Fucking stop looking at my ass.
Like, if I try to leave her, and she, like, no, you're not leaving me. Like,
backhands your ass, hold
yeah.
you down on the ground. All right,
so
what, she had,
what did I do in that situation?
All right, so what if she had, like, rock-hard abs, and it was just, like, all the time, just flexing
like,
shit.
Better than yours?
Yeah.
She got bigger arms.
You still fuck
too?
With her?
Yeah, I still fuck with her.
Yeah.
As long as she just, like, doesn't, like, manhandle me, I'm good.
You're getting your ass kicked. All right, so what if her muscles are bigger than yours?
Muscles?
Yeah.
Bro, I have none. Like, I'm fine.
Throwing you around in the bedroom and everything.
Oh, that'd
be awesome.
You're the one on the wall.
Put against the wall.
Right, have you seen 50 Shades of Grey?
I have not.
You have not seen that?
Not
so, in 50 Shades of Grey, like, obviously, like, she's, like, he's a dominant and she's submissive, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, he be in a room and she gotta, like, be on her knees outside the room
And then, like, he calls her in. So that's going to be you. You're going to be outside. Oh, my God.
So it actually brings into the other subject. Should we switch roles with dominance? Because I know a lot of girls like guys that are dominant.
Fuck, yeah, you better... Sometimes I'm going to be up in a bedroom. I'm going to throw your head down on the bed, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. But the other way around, like, you better flip me over right there. I'm telling you, dog. Come on now. Yes.
I don't know. I
can't see my face. My eyes are wide open.
A little aggressiveness? Or
fuck yes.
Yeah, bro.
I choke you out. You choke me out. Let's go.
Bro, I got slapped one time. I was like, yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then I did it back. I was like, yo.
Oh, my God.
We just slapped each other. Y'all were like the baby ducks from Regular Show.
So, again,
what you say, Ryan? You ain't put no fingers in the girl's mouth. She puts the fingers in your mouth. Like, you ain't even done that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Man, you ain't having fun.
Wait, you say you put my fingers in her mouth?
You put fingers in her mouth? She puts fingers in your mouth? Like,
see, yeah, sure, she can do that. And I'll do that.
That's just tight, bro.
I don't know about my mouth.
You can put fingers. You can do whatever you want.
I don't know
about my mouth.
Yeah. I mean, it does nothing for me, really, but sure.
What about you, Wendy?
Yeah. Really for me. Keep on sus.
You mad sus.
Keep on just has fun.
Oh, okay.
We have to inject him from the ship.
Do you guys like being dominant or not dominant when it comes to like
she's
that
got
stuff?
Sexual?
Yes.
I like when the guy is dominant.
Would you be dominant the other way?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If I needed to be, yeah.
Okay. I could respect that.
If she needed to be.
She's like, slap me hard. She punches him.
Does a twist in it, too.
Puts her Bruce Lee part into that shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Some wrestling shit.
She's like, grab all your legs, just choke slam you.
Freeze up the chair.
Pulls the guy up by one hand, by his throat. He, like, bounces off the ropes. Oh, shit. Speaking of, like, wrestling and shit. All right, so, like, double standards about, like, women punching men.
Yes.
And men hitting women.
So much.
Oh.
Honestly, for me, it's like this. If she's really trying to beat my ass, I have to do it. Because it's like, boom, one hit.
She's like, one punch me.
One punch me.
Listen, that's it.
Bro.
That's it.
Ouch! She decks me. I'm decking her back. I'm sorry. Like she decks me in my face, trying to hurt me. You got to.
All right.
You have to.
All right.
What, MJ? What you got? You have to.
This man.
No.
What?
Violence to violence is only going to make it worse.
Shut up, Martin Luther King.
The cape is flapping in the wind.
Bro, if someone hit me. Like, even if it was a guy, it doesn't have to be a girl. Even if it was a guy and there was no reason to fight, I'd be like, what's the
fucking
point?
No, I ain't no bitch.
No,
fuck that.
What?
Having
the higher ground.
Didn't somebody just tweet the other day something about, you know, MLK and that shit?
Yeah, fuck him.
Now all of a sudden, you know, we still get our asses beat. I think someone named Wes tweeted that the other day.
Yeah, I tweeted that the other day.
It's, like, it's true. And then, like, in this sense, it's like this. Have you ever gotten hit in the face by a woman?
No.
All right, so I have.
They hit hard too. The thing is, women hit hard too.
Exactly. Oh, wait. Listen,
no,
I'm
they,
a,
they
like,
they
yeah, because push. Listen, I've been hit in the face by a woman multiple times, and I almost Spartan kicked this bitch down the stairs. I did it because I was like, you know what, I'm gonna let her have it and shit. But like, if she's repeatedly just saying. Boom, 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 boom. Just all your shit.
Oh, just keep on going?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
she's
about.
She's actually trying to hurt you.
Yeah, I'm not talking
like,
about
she
just,
doing?
Like, slaps you.
Slaps you
shit.
Once.
The very first thing I always, like, if I've had that happen to me, the very first thing I do is I just hold her. No, calm down,
yeah,
right?
Like,
you try that first. You try that first, but, like, what do you do?
I can't grab that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you like women that are bigger than you.
Yeah, dude.
Grabbing her waist.
Stop it.
Because low-key, like, the only reason why I didn't hit the girl and shit was because I was at a party, and I didn't know the people there and shit, so I was like,
Oh, you're going to get your ass.
Yeah. It was a frat party, too. I was like, oh, I can't go. Can't deck her and shit.
Do a one-inch punch.
Yeah, because some people be like, you can't hit a woman, even if she's fucking you up. And it's like,
you lay down on the ground, she on top of you, just beating
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she's like, stepping on your shit.
Curb stomping.
And it's like, bro, I can't hit you. That's whack as fuck.
You're just like on the ground, I can't.
I know. That's crazy.
it feels like that would be definitely a standard to, like, talk about. I don't know.
I feel like if she wants to fight like a man, then you should be able to hit her. Like, yeah, she wants to get hit like one.
So. I don't know. I'll still hold back a little bit. I'm not going to go with that full.
Yeah. I'm launching that shit.
You're getting a head start.
Wind it up.
You're winding that shit up.
You get four hits.
Going to jail now.
Going to jail now.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
What would you do, Kevon?
I told you.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. The first thing I do is I just wrap him up and hold him and like, yo, like, calm down.
And then she gonna headbutt your shit. And he's like, fuck.
Well, in that case, I got kicked in the nuts after that. So, you know, a little salty there.
Made the first move on like hitting a guy. Would you expect him to hit you back or like?
Oh, we didn't even talk.
I mean, the cops just gonna say that you.
Go ahead.
You can express yourself.
I don't know. I'm not gonna hit someone.
Let's say if you did, though.
If I did, I'd probably hit him and run away.
Fair enough.
That's a good strategy.
Like, yeah. So at that point, I don't think the guy would like even like not care at that point. Like,
so what we learned about Abby today is that she's gonna take a knife, she's gonna stab your ass, and then run out the house.
Some Among Us stuff right there.
Yeah, I just...
She's an imposter.
I did a show in high school that I got slapped, and after that, I don't want to get hit again, so I'm going to hit and run.
That's very fair.
You guys know.
Nah, some dudes are trash, though. Some men, they just say, fuck it, and I'm just like, rock your shit, even if you only hit them once and shit.
I feel like that type of guy should, like... Okay,
yeah, that guy sucks. Yeah.
That guy fucking sucks.
But you should try to de-escalate, but first.
But a lot of men don't even stop that type of shit, though. Like, I've seen hella videos of, like, women, they getting punched in their shit, and then a man's just like, well, it's not my situation.
You know, it's my body. I'm getting hurt, but...
Actually, I had a conversation with people about this, actually.
For real?
Yeah, so, like, if I... So, say I'm here at my store, right? Because obviously, like, I work in retail another week. Anyways, so, like... Right. So, if I see a dude beating up a female, I'm gonna stop that shit. But if I saw a female beating a dude's ass, I'd just leave it alone, actually.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
That's fucked up.
That's kind
of... I would just let her
stop her out of the way. Because here's the thing, what if he chokeslams her? And then it's like, well...
No, he's getting his ass beat by her.
Yeah, but then he turns around and beats her.
No, he's just getting his ass beat by her.
Okay.
Well. I'm just watching it, let it happen.
Okay, so what if he turned around and whooped her ass?
I'd be jumping in.
See?
I know, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
It's fucked up.
Well, you know it.
Would you, like, I know it's terrible. Would you at least try to, like, encourage her, like, yo, bro, hit back?
No.
Well, I think that's the double standard. Like, men are supposed to be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah. Yep. And then it's like, when he does, then it's, oh, okay, well, fuck this dude.
I mean, I just witnessed it. I know, it's terrible. We literally had a conversation about this, like, all of us. And we all agreed that we would just let
beat his ass. I've seen a video where this girl, she was getting jumped by her, by just these girls and shit. And then the guy came up and just started rocking the girls.
Like, I saw that.
That was her boyfriend and shit. Would you do that type of shit?
Like, I'm walking in and I'm rocking the other female?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Like,
I think say your girl's getting jumped.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to try to de-escalate it by, like, pulling the girl's way, but I'm not about to walk in and just deck them.
Okay, so they beat your girlfriend's ass right now.
I'm not decking her.
And she's bleeding on
the
ground.
I'm not decking a female in that instance.
Okay, but if a guy was hitting a female because she was attacking him, you would fuck
I'm
him
terrible,
up.
Apparently, okay?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but it's just like...
Because
women are beating... Here's the thing, female didn't hit me, so I feel wrong just walking in and just decking her, bro.
Okay, so they're...
Even though she was beating her
They're whooping your girlfriend's ass, you trying to de-escalate the shit, and they start hitting...
She's gonna learn how to fucking protect herself.
And they start hitting... I'm joking! She's getting her shit just stepped in. That's crazy.
For a fucking learn some Cobra Kai fighting style, bro. Shit.
It's like 10
shows on Netflix. You can fucking learn how to... No, I'm joking, dude. I'm terrible. No, for real. Like, in that instance, I'm walking up there. Well, I guess I'm running over there. I'm not going to walk up there. I'm pushing. I'm grabbing one girl, throwing her off, grab the other girl, throwing them off. Then at that point, they want to come at me and hit me. That, you know, then I got to do my thing. But it's like, if a female don't hit me, I'm like,
you got a point there.
I don't know.
I see your reasoning, son.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So back to the double standards thing. Do you guys expect a man to provide, and the woman to? I guess going back to like, not provide, but I mean, yeah, provide in a certain way. are you going to provide as well? Or, like, how do you think it should be, like, 50-50?
Or just pure men?
Yeah. No, I think it should be 50-50. Yeah.
We're the ones asking the questions. What about you girls?
Yeah. What do you guys have for us?
Yeah. Do you have any double standards that you hate that, you know, that are sliding through for, like, guys?
Yeah.
That you're like, damn. He can do that, but not me.
I want to do that.
Like, okay, for example, like, guys can take their shirts off anytime, and girls can't.
Yeah.
Do you technically want to take your shirt off? And
hashtag free the nipples.
Free the nipples.
Or better yet, shaving. Women having to shave, men don't.
Hell no. I shave.
I shave.
Yeah, I shave everything.
You shave your legs?
I shave my asshole. That's how far I go. We just going to be honest here.
He said nair.
I'm not naring my asshole. I use a fucking razor, and I bend over really weirdly, and I shave my asshole.
Oh,
my
God. With the Manscaped.
Oh. Yo, that Manscaped.
So, in that instance, maybe I'm just different.
I think you're just different.
Yeah. But majority of men don't shave.
Yeah.
I shave everything except for my legs. I don't shave my legs, but I shave my arms and shit.
Like,
in my armpits.
Men expecting women to be, like, silky smooth everywhere, but thinking it's okay to leave their legs and their armpits and all.
I think it's fine. It depends on the look. It depends on the looks, though.
No, it depends on looks, though.
So, like, for instance, like, some females, like, got some really hairy ass arms, and then you look like a bear, and that's just disgusting.
Hispanics?
Yeah.
But the same thing, but, like, in that instance, it's like, I would want for you to do what, like, I would also do. So, like, if I shave all my things, I would appreciate if you shave all your things. But, like, the vagina, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't mind
a bush.
I don't care about that.
I really don't fucking care.
My thing is underarms, because it's like, if your shit is long as mine, we can't fuck with each other. Because, nah, I can't do it. I can't do it. Because sometimes I even shave my armpits and shit.
I do too. I mean, like, I shave all my shit, bro.
But, like,
I shave my chest, everything, bro. Like, everything.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Literally.
Personally, for me, women, armpit hair, I can't do it. Like, when it's long as shit. Because I've seen a movie, I don't know if you guys watched it, it was like Scary Movie or shit. And the girl, she lifted her arm up and it was like long. And I was like,
that's
my only exception, probably. It's probably the armpit hair, too.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah, she's nasty.
Mm-mm.
Why can't we accept that, I guess?
Why?
Yeah, because apparently that's, you know.
It smells bad. Armpits smell terrible.
Yeah.
That's why I shave my armpits.
On. Yeah.
That's why I shave my everything, because it starts to smell bad.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But again, I think it's just a mutual respect. I don't think it's even a double standard at that point. I think it's like, if you would do it, you would appreciate if she did the same thing. But like, if you don't do it, then you can't expect her to do it.
You shave your arms?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have a sleeve. I have to shave my arms. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really smooth.
This is my Bath and Body Works.
What do you use?
What do I use? Yeah. Bath and Body Works.
No, but like razor.
Listen, guys.
Oh, bro, I got that Dollar Shave Club. This shit's tight, bro. $10 a month, man.
I used to in high school.
And then I got my Strawberry Shortcake Bath and Body Works.
When I worked out, I shaved everything.
Send a donation for Kevon's Bath and Body Works.
Yes, please.
Like my legs and arms.
What else?
I mean,
what else do you guys
have? I literally just went to Bath and Body Works today. Look at the fucking table over there. There's like hella bags over there. Got me some blueberry crumble hand soap.
I can confirm.
I can confirm. So what else do you guys got for us, like, standard-wise? Because we already talked about the hoeing thing. I support all types of hoeing.
No.
I have no comment.
We here at Shocking Arts support all the hoes.
No, we do not. Next comment.
Oh, no.
Probably like the body thing, too. Like you said, like there's either like rock hard abs or dad bod. Like about women. Like, you guys want these skinny women, but...
thick.
She held that shit, too.
Do most guys have, like, do we prefer women just to be skinny and thick?
Brian, why are you gonna ask that?
Yeah, because I'm here, dog. I'm here. I'm here to stay.
I don't know, man. I'm a little guy, so me personally, I can't do it.
I'm also kind of a small guy.
Yeah.
I'm not short, but I'm a small guy.
But one of my OGs, he likes bigger women. So it's like...
Teach their own.
That's for everybody.
It's a personal preference, right?
It's a personal preference.
Yeah.
That's it.
All I'm saying is, you know, if I'm chilling on the couch and you want to climb on top of me, I shouldn't be feeling smashed. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I'm laying in the bed and you want to lay on top of me, I shouldn't be, like, struggling to breathe. But other than that, it's like, it's cool. Like, you ain't... I like that. You know? It's cool.
Hell yeah. My girl don't want to work out for a little bit. That's cool. Fuck it.
Okay. No one said anything about that. But yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I like the blanket feeling. I like all types of women.
Yeah,
I like this. I love it all.
Ryan just puts his dick in anything.
It's not even that. It's just I enjoy all types of women.
That's a pressure.
Every flavor has a different taste.
I think we can leave it with pretty much everyone has their own different preferences.
Some people are shallow. Some people are nice and care.
Let's speak up.
Speak up.
Just saying. Some people are shallow. Some people like all flavors.
That's cool. That is cool. I guess we're going to wrap it up.
Guess we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up. So, double standards. We hope y'all learned a bit. Lots of things have to do with personal preferences. But at the end of the day, it's all about mutual feelings.
Talk shit out.
Talk shit out. Communicate. If you want someone to do something, you should probably do the same thing in return. Also, don't pay for every fucking date.
Show your cards. If you ask.
Yo, coupons are acceptable.
Hey. Buca de Beppo, we went every month, and I always had a coupon. $20 off. Coupon every time.
Listen, if you ball on a budget, you ball on a budget.
You ball on a budget, baby. Anyways, I want to thank our special guests, Abigail, Wendy, and Alex, for coming on the episode today. Make sure you follow us at Shocking Yards Pro and Shocking Yards Vote on Instagram and Facebook. And then also make sure you check out the Twitch stream at Shocking Yards. And catch you on the next one.
Hell yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Peace!